ది ఐస్ ఆఫ్ ది మహర్షి బై మౌని సాధు. మౌని సాధు వాజ్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్ హూ వాజ్ డ్రాన్ టు శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఆఫ్టర్ రీడింగ్ పాల్ బ్రంటన్స్ ఎ సెర్చ్ ఇన్ సీక్రెట్ ఇండియా. హీ హ్యాడ్ ది ఆపర్చునిటీ టు విజిట్ ది మహర్షి ఇన్ 1949 అండ్ రికార్డెడ్ హిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ ఇన్ ది కంపెనీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఇన్ హిస్ బుక్ ఇన్ డేస్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ పీస్. Shri Bhagavan's glance of grace is described in the following extract from the book. During the darshan in the hall, there is usually no one between me and Maharishi's couch, which means that I can contemplate his eyes with no obstacles between, their gaze being generally turned in my direction and usually looking straight ahead. At first, I lacked the courage to look intently into the face of the sage. Perhaps this shyness was the last vestige of those worldly habits which do not permit a well-behaved person to gaze insistently into the eyes of another. There may also have been another reason. My intuition was whispering that those eyes saw infinitely farther than ordinary human eyes, which meant that the whole content of my being was wide open before their gaze. Some time was needed to get rid of this feeling of shyness, which in the Roman Catholic world makes confession before a priest so difficult for some people. But the effort had to be made, and in a few weeks all obstacles disappeared, and a mute, yet a thousandfold more efficacious confession became a daily practice in my inner contact with Maharishi. I had to learn utter frankness, for without this quality, there cannot be any direct spiritual approach to the Master. The eyes of Maharishi always seem to be the same, for I cannot see in them any modification of expression due to emotion or thought. But that does not mean that they are devoid of the shining glow of life. On the contrary, light and life are constantly flowing through them with a majesty and intensity unimaginable to those who have not seen them. The large, dark pupils are always full of resplendent light. Even in his photographs, this extraordinary intensity of light in his eyes is noted by every careful observer, even though he may not know the one they represent. A stream of peace, powerful yet sweet, flows from these eyes. They glow with a perfect understanding of all the weaknesses, defects and inner difficulties of those who look into them. Personally, I have also noticed in them a slight, almost imperceptible smile of indulgence for the whole surrounding world and all of us here who are representatives of the great illusion. And when I look almost by chance into the eyes of some of the people in the hall, I see that they do not reflect in the slightest degree even a fragment of the light which is shining through Maharishi's eyes. In comparison, they seem to be almost lifeless, and I am not able to get rid of this impression. At least for the moment, I am unable to control it. Though I know that making such comparisons is wrong and that I should not pass judgment on others. Everyone is just what he is able to be, neither more nor less. And life is the same in each one of us. Yet, although I accept the truth of it in theory, I cannot help feeling this difference whenever I look into the eyes of the saint and then happen to gaze into those of others. This thought although wrong and unjust, slips into my mind, as it were, and abides there until I invite it to leave by means of the well-known self-inquiry or vichara. The Highest manifests Himself in everything and every living being. However low its level may seem to us, He is present in the plant and in the insect, in the snake, in the animal and in man. The difference is only in the degree and perfection of His manifestation. It is obvious that we are able to perceive only an infinitesimal part of the manifested Absolute. The higher forms of His revelation are beyond the reach of our limited consciousness. And yet, there must be something just on this last boundary of our perceptive faculties, which reflect in all perfection the gaze of God. A strange, new and powerful current awakens in my consciousness. It is with a kind of expectation that I am trying to hold all my attention above the ocean of changing thoughts. I seem to hear a whisper, "Persevere and you will find the answer." Suddenly light comes. It is like a lightning flash of tremendous power. I am dazzled, terrified for a moment in the face of the reality seen. Of course, there is no hope of being able to convey this vision to others in words. But now I am entitled to say, I know who looks through the Maharishi's eyes.